This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's government met into the early hours of Wednesday to consider a deal for Palestinian Hamas militants to free some hostages in Gaza in exchange for a multi-day truce and the release of a greater number of Palestinian prisoners in Israel. Officials from Qatar, which have been mediating negotiations, as well as the U.S., Israel, and Hamas, have for days been saying a deal was imminent. Before gathering with his full government, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met on Tuesday with his war cabinet. A hostage deal with Hamas is close, but not final, U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Tuesday, adding the delivery of humanitarian assistance for the Palestinian people was not dependent on a deal.
More fuel, more food, more water, more medicine should not be contingent on a hostage agreement being reached. We thought that the delivery of humanitarian assistance for the Palestinian people was important in its own right.
Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. South Korea says North Korea has launched a rocket in what may be its third attempt to put a spy satellite into orbit. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The military in Seoul says the rocket was launched late on Tuesday. The North's two previous attempts failed because of technical reasons. Pyongyang had vowed a third launch and says it needs a spy satellite to deal with what it calls increasing U.S.-led military threats. South Korea retrieved debris from the first launch and called the satellite too crude to perform military reconnaissance. South Korea's military recently suggested it could suspend a 2018 inter-Korean agreement to reduce tensions and resume frontline aerial surveillance and firing exercises if the North went ahead with its launch. I'm Charles.